BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of humanitarian affairs at the United Nations has told a Security Council meeting that the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has agreed to open two more border crossings to allow in aid from Turkey. Martin Griffiths, who met President Assad in Damascus, told the Council that these borders would remain open for 3 months. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the decision. More than 37,000 people are now known to have died from the earthquakes. Neda Tofik reports from New York.
After the devastating earthquake, the long-running call to open up more border crossings into northern Syria gained new urgency. Until now, only a single crossing point, Bab al-Hawa, has been open to UN aid agencies bringing in food, medicine and shelter to millions of people in the last remaining region partly under rebel control. The Security Council met behind closed doors to discuss appeals by the Secretary General to approve additional crossings, something Russia has opposed in the past.
Here's the UN spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric.
We hope to be using these two other crossings very shortly in the coming days. For us, the most important thing is that all of the parties involved in the Syrian conflict put politics aside and focus on helping people who need help, regardless of whether they are in government areas or non-governmental controlled areas.
The president of Peru, Dina Boluarte, has announced she's launching a frontal assault on terrorism after 7 members of the police force were killed in an ambush on Saturday. She made the announcement during their funeral in the capital, Lima.
My government has ordered a frontal fight, a determined one, against this alliance between terrorism and drug trafficking in the mountainous areas of southern Peru and throughout the national territory. We will not permit more deaths and more violence. We want peace.
An investigation into the chaos at last year's Champions League football final between Liverpool and Real Madrid in Paris has largely blamed UEFA for failures it said almost led to disaster. The report looked at overcrowding, ticketing issues and heavy-handed policing. Here's Francis Reid.
It was in May last year that Liverpool fans trying to get into the match in Paris were tear-gassed and complained of being crushed against perimeter fences. Kick-off was delayed by half an hour. Initially, UEFA and the French authorities blamed ticket fraud, saying thousands of people with forged tickets had turned up at the venue. An independent report commissioned by UEFA has found there is no evidence to support those claims and described them as reprehensible. It said UEFA should have retained oversight of security, but that it self-evidently did not.
BBC News. The Ministry of Health in Equatorial Guinea says the mystery hemorrhagic fever that's claimed a number of lives in the country is the Marburg virus. It was identified after tests in 9 of the victims. Marburg is in the same virus family as Ebola and is highly virulent. The World Health Organization says it sent teams to the east of Equatorial Guinea. The US says it's determined that China has a high-altitude balloon program it's using for intelligence gathering. The National Security Council coordinator, John Kirby, said the program had, to date, yielded only limited results for Beijing, but it could become more valuable with technological advances. His comments came after the Americans shot down 4 aerial objects within 8 days. Beijing has acknowledged one was Chinese. Survey results from China suggest that older people are becoming more enthusiastic smartphone users, confounding earlier warnings of a digital divide. Researchers who questioned 17,000 Chinese senior citizens found half of those in their mid to late 60s use smartphones, as did nearly a third of those in their 70s. China is the world's largest smartphone market. The Czech star Jakub Jankto has become the first international player in men's football to come out as gay. He plays for the Czech national team and Sparta Prague. He made the announcement in a post on his Twitter account.
Like everybody else, I have my strengths. I have my weaknesses. I have a family. I have my friends. Like everybody else, I also want to live my life in freedom. Without fears. Without prejudice. Without violence, but with love. I'm homosexual, and I no longer want to hide myself.
BBC News.